Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said all of the restrictions put in place locally are intended to prevent widespread infection of COVID-19. Dr. Thompson stressed that the protocols must be consistently observed to reduce the spread of the virus.
We have never said, like some countries of the world, that you can't come to St. Vincent unless you're vaccinated. We have never had a situation that persons cannot come to St. Vincent because they are unvaccinated. It is just that in terms of if you come, there are certain protocols we want to check to see. What I'm saying is that a vaccinated person coming to St. Vincent should be able to have just a rapid test. An unvaccinated person, because of the way this virus is, it's latent development of symptoms. The person may be normal, but they're positive. The virus colonizes the nose, and the person may have no symptoms at all, but the infection has just started. And by picking it up, by having them in some quarantine, also will be helpful to prevent a more widespread infection. The bottom line is that you want to get back to some near normalcy, some near normalcy, right? But you don't want, in the process of doing so, to let things rip and start a fourth wave where more people start to die and you start seeing the hospitalization, hospitals, Argyle and Kingston being filled up again.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, Minister of Health in Guyana, Dr. Frank Anthony, said the presence of the Omicron COVID-19 variant in Guyana was recently confirmed by the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA. Providing an update on the 20 samples that were sent for testing, he revealed that 19 were positive for Omicron. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 128,691. Internationally, a leading business group says free lateral flow tests for all should continue in Wales before being phased out throughout the year. CBI Wales said free testing cannot continue forever, but should for now, as firms believe the economic and social benefits far outweigh the costs. Free mass testing will stop in England from April 1st. Meanwhile, NHS Western Wales has renewed its appeal for islanders to follow COVID-19 guidance after the Isles recorded their highest daily case figure. The health board said 76 people tested positive on Tuesday, the largest number since the start of the pandemic. Over the past 5 days, 266 people have tested positive, with the vast majority of the cases on Lewis Island. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.